But now when I look back, the older me right now is looking at younger me like, you know, you're the one who fell for the guy, right? Yeah.
Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of the Adulting Out Loud podcast. Your host, Yunia, as usual. I'm joined by Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Yunia.
We are also joined by our guest co-host today, a longtime friend whom we are so excited to have on today. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Yunia. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Grace.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, Grace Kimani, that's her name. And she's guest co-hosting today. I'm emphasizing that you're co-hosting because we have been doing interviews, our previous episodes. Mm-hmm. And so we'd have like guests who we interview, but this is not an interview today because it would be weird for you to be an expert on the topic that we are talking about today. So, yeah. That's why she's just here to have a conversation with us about friendship with the opposite gender. Let me just give a background. The reason we decided to have this conversation, why it came to mind for me at least, is because Grace posted a status on her WhatsApp. It was about friendship with guys. Obviously, it has since disappeared, so I don't remember the exact words, but it was about, as a single person, how sometimes you just long for the simplicity of childhood when friendships were the focus and we were ignorant about romance, and it was really not about romance. It was just friendship, whether guys, whether girls. And Grace, you are lamenting the fact that that simplicity, it's just not there anymore.
Because we are adults.
Oh, yes.
And then we went on to like have a whole conversation. We talked about it. And I remember telling you it's not really about being single. So yeah, so then we decided to amplify this conversation. So ladies, why do you think that this is even an issue? That friendship with a guy, now in our case, because we are girls, is murky waters to tread? Like, why do you think we have to like tread carefully? Why do you think it's an issue? Why is it made a big deal suddenly when it wasn't before? Carol, what do you think?
Well, I think that male-female friendships are like potential for moral, I don't know, what would I use? Which word would I use? Like moral temptation, so to say. I know that's a big word, but like they can easily become something different, or we can ruin other relationships. This now would be, for example, a marriage. If this friendship is not guarded and if it's not kept in right boundaries, or if we're not careful with these friendships, because there is already a common connection with this person being your friend. And so if you do not treat that friendship carefully, then it can actually become a point of unfaithfulness, or just getting yourself in a situation where the relationship becomes inappropriate. Am I being generic? But I think this is why.
Very. You're choosing your words carefully. But the question is, why now? Like, why is that an issue now? Or has it always been? Because for me, it hasn't always been like that. Like when school or even campus, for me, like you are not there thinking like, oh, I cannot be this, like we cannot be close friends with this guy because it might just lead to an entanglement, a situationship. Like, you get what I mean? Like, why do we overthink it now? Or is maybe it's not overthinking, like why is it now an issue, basically, is what I'm saying. Because I do think, I agree with you, that it is an issue because of maybe friendships that have turned weird in the past or awkward.
I think also, Yunia, as you talk about at some stage, I think it's only maybe you who would have viewed it as not friendship with any other attached issues. Because I think growing up, we were told, like, once you hit teenage, there's a way you were put into a place of knowing that relating with male partner, male species is something. I think it begins from there, because probably it might not be a problem to you, because you know what, there's nothing beyond friendship. But to the society, I think anytime you see a lady and a guy, there's something that actually that comes out without even noticing that they are thinking that way. Because it's not about you, it's about the other people. Now, before you, you might be thinking it is clear, genuine friendship, but the other party is the one who has a problem. I think it's because of how we are brought up, how our African culture thinks that when you relate with an opposite sex, it can't be anything else. It has to be a sexual relationship, nothing else.
So, for you, Grace, you think, like, it has always been an issue. It was not even like, there was never a point where it was like, it changed. Because for me, I feel like it was not an issue, obviously, in primary school, in high school.
Really?
For me,
even. I think it has always been.
For real, you guys, like, I legit. Okay. Like,
no, you have different parents.
About me. No, not even about parents. Like me, like, when I think about it, I never used to think twice about those friendships. You get what I mean? Like, I never used to be like, oh, mm-hmm. I wonder who is dating mm-hmm. and whether it will be an issue. Like, they were friends, mm-hmm. they were friends. Even on campus, maybe after campus is where I can be like, oh, maybe. Like, I feel like that's when people start being like, do you know that he's married? Do you know that he's dating? Do you know that he's engaged? What are you guys, like, trying to, like, match you together? I feel like that's when it happened. Oh, so really? You guys feel like it has always been like that?
I feel like it has always been like that, or to the biggest extent, like even like from primary school, like kids would already start, you know, pairing up others, like if they see you
exactly
being friends, mm-hmm. you know, a boy in class, then they're like, oh, you two like each other, and you're thinking, no, we don't. Like, I wasn't even thinking about that. And at in high school, at uni, it was even worse. Like, on a personal level, you may not view it that way, but like from the outside, people would draw like those conclusions, or like perceive you to be like, maybe you're having a small relationship that is growing, or you like this person. Yeah.
Is it only an issue when one is single, or even the married?
I don't think it's an issue only for single
really?
People. I think it's more lenient for single people. Like,
really?
Yeah. Yes. I think when you're married, people will actually even ask you, like, why are you having guy friends? I mean, you're already married.
Yeah,
and I'm the reason I had guy friends was not so I could marry them or get married to them, whatever. It was because they were my friends. They are my friends. Like, you get what I mean? Like, there's that perception that now you're married. Yeah, so you don't need guy friends. So I don't think, I think it's not an single married, it's just like Grace said, like a society issue which just thinks that opposite sex friendships can't be, because it's either you're dating, you're going to date, or just don't be friends with a guy.
But I think for singles, it's kind of double-sided, because I think sometimes the perception is the male friendships you have, people would look at them as your potential, dating partners or something like that. And if you're friends with a married male friends, then to be like, oh, maybe she's just, standing away. Yeah, so I think this all makes it really complicated.
I think I have to agree with you, Carol, in this regards, that first of all, everyone would be asking you, when is the wedding? First of all, that's the first question they will ask you, and you're thinking, whose wedding? And then they're asking, hey, we can see, and you're thinking, seeing what?
So,
the they start prepare asking you, when are we preparing? Should we work on our chitenge? Should we work on our gomes? You're thinking, take a minute. So like everyone feels like, why can't you make that one whom you're working with to be the potential? And it puts pressure on you and makes you start becoming sitting at the fence, even when someone tries to speak to you, because you're thinking, you think that I'll be acting desperately because I am single. And for me, I'm seeking out for genuine friendship. It's tougher, it's harsh, and everyone makes you start thinking, am I doing something that is wrong or right? And they're asking, actually, first of all, the question they ask, why are you still single and you have male friends?
So like, it just has those weird connotations for everyone, single, married, or whatever. I think it's just weird.
Yeah.
So, girls, do you think it is possible to have meaningful friendships with people of the opposite gender without it turning into a relationship or without the other parties falling for the other? So how do you deal with your male friendships? Can we say you don't have any male friendships? And if you have, how are you keeping these male friendships? How are you dealing with them?
I think it's very possible to have male friendship that is very genuine. It was interesting that after uni we talked about it, I went online and read somewhere where someone, a lady, had written and said, if it is dependent on women, it is very possible. If it is only women, we can be very clear it's a friendship. But if it depends on men, it can get to a place and it starts feeling awkward and they start having feelings towards you. I think it made sense in that sometimes relationships, some of us, we don't realize we love until it is triggered. I think for me, it really made sense. But for me, I think it's very possible by, first of all, we need to set boundaries on what, okay, maybe it may not be pronounced boundaries, but you need to know as a person, how far can I go in terms of an opposite sex relationship, how far, like there's need to avoid pitfalls. If you have a partner, I think, I don't know how that looks like if you would go and tell.
I actually think in that not mentioning, that's where the issue would be. Secrecy has a way of like magnifying things and making things weird. But things that are brought to the light, like if he's like, if you're like talking about him and your partner knows, I think that removes the weirdness. It removes, it stops being like a little secret that you have between you and this friend of yours. You get what I mean? Because that would just be so weird, actually. Like, that would be so off. So you should be able to tell your partner that he should know that this person is this person's friend. They're actually close. And I agree with you. There should be boundaries. There should be boundaries. And so maybe for me, that would be one of the boundaries, not having it as a secret. Like, my friend should not be a secret. And then also, I agree with you in maybe the boundaries might not be like, you might not sit down and be like, okay, so these are the boundaries. We cannot talk about this. We cannot talk about this. But I feel like some of the intimate things, like intimate things about yourself, about your relationship, about your, like about you, should not be shared. Like, don't go there, because that opens up a whole other story that might lead to either one of you falling for the other. You get what I mean? Like, if you're single and you're saying this person is your friend, you might not want him. There's a level of being known that you might not want him to get to. Because because being known in that way makes you vulnerable.
That's right.
That's fall true. For that person, or for that person to fall for you, for you guys to fall for each other. If you're married, definitely not, because that is just like opening a can of worms that you do not want to get into. So I think yes, friendships with the opposite gender are possible. I think they are necessary, and I think they work with boundaries.
That's
like Chris said. If you want it to work, then those boundaries have to be there. Otherwise, then you're just going to fall for each other, which is okay if you're both single. But if you're not both single, don't do that.
I totally agree with you, girls. Really, I think they do work, but you have to work on the boundaries. I like what you near mentioned about like the extent to which you want to be known by your male friend, and this might be a single or even married, but it is possible to actually work with those boundaries and then build friendships with men, like, because we are working with men in our work environments at home. But I wanted to hear from you girls, what are some of the boundaries you have set for yourself that have helped you build or keep the male friendships that you have?
I think for me, one is, like I've said, to not have that friendship as a secret. Like, the way you are not a secret, Carol, the way Grace is not, like, why would then this friendship be different? I think it helps if the scenario is that you're married and he's married. I think it helps if the spouses are, like, if you're friends with a spouse as well. I say this with caution because if you might not be friends with a spouse, but like being known to the spouse, acknowledge that person has a spouse or has a girlfriend or has a fiance, whatever it is. Like, don't make your friendship exclusive is basically what I'm saying. Like, I think that's a major boundary.
Yeah.
And it keeps you accountable.
Yes.
True. Some of the boundaries I think which should be there, do not get too comfortable, like it has to be true. You can be comfortable, but not too comfortable with each other. You guys know, too comfortable, and you feel like you're okay. I don't know how well to term it, but when I say too comfortable, like you're comfortable with this person, that's a place you feel safety, like when you feel like you're going through even the deepest of things, like when Runia said, when you talking about intimacy, there should be a place where you know it's not there. But you see, it's very easy to go into being too comfortable that you end up sharing what you are not supposed to share. Don't get too comfortable that when anything arises, they're the first people that get to know. Like, they're the first people whom you run to when things are good, when things are bad. I think getting that farthest extent, like you're not too comfortable. I think also it's a place of keeping check when you're flirting or when you're even realizing this might be a pitfall. Like, is this heading to a challenge, or is it a thing that can lead us to getting off the rail of what we are standing for? You need to be on check and noticing some changes. It's important to note those boundaries when it is seemingly like it is no longer about what I thought was. Now there's something else that is seeming to be creeping. I think it's very important to keep an eye and keep check. Yeah.
that's so true. I think for me, one boundary I've set for myself, like, I really do what you have talked about. But for me, I know one area is I like getting to know people, listening to them. So for me, I have had to put strict boundaries in what I talk to my male friends about, or like not to provide for them a listening ear for, as Grace said, for their emotional or like, you know, problems, because those issues, they build emotional connections. So I think for me, it's been being very careful and pure in my conversations with them.
So my question is, so like your male friendships have a certain level that,
yes,
they are not.
Of depth. Yeah.
Depth. Yes.
I think this is where for me I balance it. There are things that are on my female friends, like female close friends, that I won't really share or confine in a male friend, even though I know they would be of support. But just
open
own hearts and for my own purity and all that, I'd rather not. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So now, with all that you've shared, all the boundaries that you have and how you navigate these friendships, do you have an experience, a memorable experience of friendship with a guy that turned awkward, that just went weird, or a friendship that you're like, you guys, I'm telling you, this thing works?
Wow. Yes, I have. I have friends who have been genuine friends, and it has worked. Then I had a very awkward incidents that I met this friend of mine and we were getting to know each other. You know the way he's a single person, and we met in a very interesting place through a mutual friend. So I asked a few questions about himself, and then he told me, you know what, girl, you want to know me too much. And it was a very general, you know, the way you ask, where do you come from, like that. And he was like, you're asking too much. And for me, I was like, I'm very so sure, like there was nothing. But that guy told me that there was. Okay, I apologized for many times. I was like, I am so sorry that it turns out I want to know so much about you, but I'm so sorry, I will not repeat it. Then later in life, I had to keep it, like it had to end, like it had to end that. But later in life, we met and we were chatting, and we're like, now I keep restraining myself when we are talking. I'm like, am I crossing that boundary of you asking too much? So much later, we met and we talked, and I told him, you know what, I can't even ask beyond how are you, like I can't. And then he said, why? Remember this? And like, he said, I am so sorry, I remember that time and I was so strict on you, but I am so sorry. Up to date, we are friends, but there's a place I keep feeling like it gets awkward. I feel weird every time I remember that incident.
Oh, wow, Grace. Me, I would not even become friends with that guy again. I'd just be like, bad.
It has never been the same. It's never been the same. I keep feeling like now, actually, it's influenced me a lot on how I relate with new people that I meet.
I think for me, it has been really showing genuine concern and interest in building friendship with the wife and children of my male friends. For one particular friend that I wasn't really close to the wife, but I knew that this was the only way for me to keep this friendship. So I think for me, one opportunity that I used was to offer babysitting for them when they had plans for their 10th anniversary. And that, they wanted to go out for an evening, and they had 4 kids below 7 years. So it was chaos in the house. But for me, that just opened the door.
Wow.
This couple. And like, now I became friends with, you know, the wife, but also the husband. And I felt like when you go beyond just the male friendship that you have and just include the people in his world, I think that would help keep this friendship. But I think if at any time I experience a situation where my male friend's wife is, I don't know, expressing concern, and I don't know, that I might be in the way, I think in that case, I would like truthfully take a step back and just
step out,
grieve that friend more, like, I don't know, do something along those lines.
I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, yeah. I have one that turned awkward.
Okay.
It did turn awkward when we were friends. But now when I look back, the older me right now is looking at younger me like, you know, you're the one who fell for the guy, right? But in my defense, we were babies, okay? We were babies. That's my defense. That's all I'm saying.
No, you know.
Like, we are really good friends. We were really good friends with this guy. He was like, you know those friendships where you just connect? Like, he was funny. Like, we laughed at the silliest things. We had inside jokes that only the two of us understood. Like, if someone was to ask, why are you guys laughing? And we told them, they would be like, that's not even funny. Like, why are you laughing so hard? He was like a girlfriend. He was like, you know how you just sit with your girlfriend and just chat and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk? That was him.
Yeah.
But thankfully, so how the friendship ended naturally. We like, he moved on to somewhere else and I moved on to somewhere else. And so like distance and stuff like that. So yeah, that helped. But a fond memory I have about this friendship, Grace was the one talking about, like, if you're constantly talking about this person. I think I used to constantly talk about this person. And I remember my mom being like, you know, you can't be with that guy, right?
So she saw the obsession.
Of course, I was there being defensive. And the reason why I could not be with him is because we are from the same clan. Like, we're both Baganda and we're both from the same clan. And I remember my mom, I think that was her greatest fear. I think she was just like, this chick, I like, stop this thing right now. Nothing in the bad. Before she starts here with her stories. But of course, I was just there like, no, we're like, we're friends. But looking back now, I think I did fall for this guy, but thank God I didn't know it then. And thank God that life led us to different paths. Yeah. And so friendship just
disappeared. Wow. Just like that. Yunia, that story is just so sad. The end.
I know. I know.
It's a lingering experience. You're like, what would have happened?
We would definitely not have ended up together, Carol, like I said, same class. Yeah. But like, I now see why it's a whole conversation. Yeah, you can. And thanks, guys, for listening in. We are ending it here for today. Let us know how you deal with your friendships of the opposite gender and whether this should even be a conversation. Are you like, why is this a whole conversation? Or are you like, yes, please tell me how you deal with friendships of the opposite gender. Would love to hear from you. Until next time, bye.
Bye. Bye.